Hey guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z. It's your host Vanessa, or you can call me Jerry, and welcome to episode 10 of season 1. And I know it's been a long time coming, but I had a break for a bit, but now I'm back, and I'm back with a very special guest. Bubi, you can introduce yourself.
Kwanza, I like the way you've said episode 10. You had to bring a 10.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. You know, your episode 10 is only for 10s. Sasa, oh, wow. Thank you so much.
This is actually a very special episode.
Online, why?
Yeah. It's because it's the last episode of season 1, so I'm about to go to season 2. Yeah,
Mindo, sasa namaliza season 1.
Yeah.
Mindo, the final boss. You know, even in series, like, kama Game of Thrones, even the last one is the bad one. Now where the face, Mashida, the final boss, sasa ndo mimi. But I'm so glad to be here. My name is Bobby. I am a filmmaker, content creator, YouTuber, East meets West. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and how have you been? How are you today?
How are you feeling? I've been great. Online to you. I've been great. Another day to remember fear women.
Can you bring to your head break?
Just fear women.
It has to come from somewhere.
Women should be feared.
Every day.
I'll be putting that sentence out in everything I do. Moral of the story, fear women. Even if it's irrelevant, I'll just be putting there. But I'm playing. I'm good. I'm grateful I woke up today.
Yeah. So it's almost like, it's actually almost half of the year. We are almost stepping into June. Have you been able to accomplish some of the things you put
Most definitely. I started the year wanting to stop certain habits, for instance, drinking, smoking. And for a fact, imagine the whole of those 6 months you've not been drinking, no smoking.
What?
How did you do that?
That's your weakness.
Everyone has to have... people who don't drink and smoke, trust me, when it comes to babes, that's their weakness. Like, it's crazy because all that energy unaika api.
I know. So you have to choose
unless
one.
Unless Sarah is the best friend. So unless unatumia nguvu za kiume kwingine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like honestly the year has been well, I won't even lie to you. Having taken that stand, it's made even, I thought life will be now easier. Till now I'll have none of your wise men usema.
Yeah.
My thoughts will be clear. My life will be clear. Life was so much easier and better when I used to drink. Don't give them too much power. Stress too is a life.
So how have you been able to do that? Like, you still go out and you're not able to drink?
Fun fact, but then also the going out for me now just changed kidogo because ilikuwa Red Bull. So most times if you find me in the club, like a Red Bull hapo, I'm sipping Red Bull yangu vizuri.
Yeah.
And then most times I never used to even, nowadays ata manze 3 hours kwa club, nime try.
Yeah. So it's just like hop in and hop out.
Yeah, one time.
Okay. I've really tried, you know what you tell yourself, like, you know, when I go into the club, I'll just have like 2 shots and 1 beer, I'm out. So once you're in the second shot, you're like,
You want more shots now.
So I've always wanted to do that. So you will give me tips on how to do that. Okay, so let's get started. Our topic today is lessons learned in our early 20s. And before that, I want to know, how old are you?
Old enough to be a sugar daddy. Nisha afika status ya babo. I'm so close to 30. It's just that people don't even believe it.
I guess.
But I've given you a hint. So that's why.
I'm 28.
Yeah, I'm 28.
Ooh, okay.
Imagine. So nakwambia next year tu sasa mtakuwa mnaniona sasa. Wacha ni try kuget hii kitambi na force, na force, na force it come.
But that means you have to be taking beer and yama and all that.
I've never even been a fan of beer.
Then how's good? How is the kitambi gonna come?
I don't know, but I'll just find a way.
Maybe eating.
Yeah, but yeah, 28. Most people get my age wrong. Mufrizi hadi kwa club. Juzi nilifrizi kwa club. Omsa kanemba nito ID, nika smile, nika umbe, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Niangalia, akashanga, bwendo wako na furai, nika mtole ID.
Yeah.
No, my ID was on the phone. Na kumbe, ali zoom, and yaka niangalia macho. Alikuwa wako make sure he fake. So he had to let me in, but if you saw his face, alikuwa wame jam. Yeah, me was so happy. Nili hulio mikisama, yes, I look young.
You know, actually, you don't look 28, like, yeah. On fact.
Skin care ni nini,
sunscreen,
rose, gym, nini. Uliacha mambo ya kipande.
Your boobs are teaching you that.
Miacha nikuambia fia wime. Miata sahi, I'm allergic to women. Miacha nikuambia wime. Right now I'm allergic to women. I
never
fata ik. Ata sahi nasikia kujikuna.
For real? It's that bad? Who hurt you, Bobby? Who hurt you?
It's not who hurt me. I just feel like... Really acha tuanze topic. Hiyo tu labda useme unataka episode mzima.
Ya okay, yeah, that has to be another, like an entire topic.
Yeah.
All right, so first question. Mm-hmm. So I have questions over here.
Yeah, sure.
We'll ask and then we'll discuss.
Okay.
So first question is, were there any specific experiences that had a profound impact on your personal growth in your early 20s?
Yeah, most definitely. You see, mi nimetoka, first and foremost, nimetoka, I think, I'm from Eastlands.
Mm-hmm.
High school, I went to Pumwani Boys. So me, I grew up on the kind of the east side of Nairobi. And Eastlands ni like the hood. Ukiona movies za America, sasa penye kina, penye hood, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's the gunshot.
Eastlands. So I feel like it was a rough and up type of upbringing. And stuff like that. So when I joined Riara University, I feel like there was a kind of a change.
Mm-hmm.
And which also helped me change my mindset kidogo. Because
Sounanza
ku notice, you can't have certain behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And also you realize there's more to life. Like you can't just live a certain way. You have to get out. Come in nowadays, like even when I moved out, I had to move far away from Eastlands. Because I wanted to start a new life.
Yeah.
And new places will give you new experiences and will also open up your mind a bit. Right. So I think one of the experiences that changed my life, according to the question, I think joining uni,
joining
Riara was very pivotal to who I am right now.
Different people had different experiences and then you're like, this is new.
This is.
All right. I think mine will be... maybe like when you lose someone, when you go through grief, you see like a different side of life. You become like a completely different person. You see now like you value people more and you see, you know, I could have you today, but tomorrow you're not, you're gone. So it leaves you feeling like you have to value every person that you have in your life. Mm. Yeah. So I think that's the thing that has made me like, grow personally and value everyone that I've met in my life. So
that's deep.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. You've never lost someone? Close to you, someone that will like might pass away and then you're like,
I actually have. And it was someone, so I'm the last born. I have two older sisters, but I had someone who was like a big bro to me. And big bro in the sense that I used to chill around him so much and all that. And he's the one who was teaching me life. And I feel like he was very pivotal at that time because yondo time nilikuwa high school. And it was so easy for me to be laid astray.
Mm-hmm.
But like he took me in under his wing.
Mm-hmm.
And Like my first job was at a movie shop. I used to work at his shop.
Oh, okay.
I go home too. All right. I don't know, Gen Z. So I'm G CD ni nini.
No way.
I'm G movies as CD. You all just know streaming, Netflix, and you make your time poor.
It's not like that.
You didn't even know how a cassette looks like. Do you know how people used to rewind cassettes?
No.
Man, those were good old days. No, I'm not a Gen Z. Anyway, but yeah, I used to sell movies before we had Netflix and everything. There used to be movie shops.
I know about movie shops.
And yeah, I used to work there. And the guy never used to have Aquana trailers or movies. So most times he'd give me free movies and I'd go home and watch the movie and then I come back. And when someone asks about that movie, I'm the one who's telling them, like, trailer. I mean, those are trailer. Like, 200 bob. Hey, your 200 bob back then was, that was a lot of money.
200 bob. That isn't like 20?
Hey, that's like 2011.
2011?
Yeah, that's like 2011. 2011, 2012.
200 was good, good.
Yeah, see, come on, say, 200. Got 10 bob.
Yeah, just buy food and that's it.
Like, in a way, is it relate? Oh,
I do.
Is it relate?
Relate, honestly. I do.
Yeah, where is it relate?
I honestly do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this next question is, were there any significant relationships or friendships that influenced your journey and taught you important lessons?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like... Wow. Hey,
Significant relationships and friendships. Friendships
are still there. Friendships keep me going. Mm-hmm. But I feel like two relationships, because I've only been in love, like true love, twice my whole life. This is zingine zilikuwa ICDL, short term courses, driving school. 1 month imeisha. 2 months. Short term. I don't know it's the other time. Araka kama tumeenda.
Yeah.
So I feel like the two ladies I was with, one actually taught me patience. Like actually being patient. That was actually my first
love.
True love, yeah. She taught me patience, you know.
How old were you at this point?
I was 22.
22?
Yeah, I was actually 22.
Okay.
I was 22, 20, yeah, 22.
Mm-hmm.
She taught me so much things. She taught me true love. She taught me She taught me patience. Just how hard, like working hard. The other one is fresh.
How fresh are we talking about?
But the other one is fresh.
How fresh are we talking about?
Fresh as it
2 days ago? Maybe 24 hours ago.
1 hour ago.
Maybe 1 hour ago.
But the other one was just pushing, you know, just going out there and being determined and not, I think she taught me how to not... How can I put this? She taught me how to follow my dreams and see myself as who I'm meant to be. Like, niache kujibeba ndogo.
Okay.
Yeah. So shocking love, she was a Gen Z, so that was crazy to learn that from a Gen Z.
Wait, so you've actually learned, like, the positive things.
Yeah.
And, like, you, as in, there's nothing you've learned about yourself. Maybe you need to, you've told me you need to fix on you being patient and all that.
No, that's something I learned. No, nowadays I'm patient. Mm-hmm. Things I've learned for myself is trusting the process has positives and negatives. It gives and it takes.
Trusting the entire relationship process?
No, the process too of following your dreams.
Okay.
Yeah, it gives and it takes. Like for me, that's why right now I can't be in a relationship.
All right.
Because I'm so focused with my goals and my dreams.
Yeah.
To the point where every other thing comes second. Yeah. And you know, babes realize when they come second. So it just feels selfish. It feels like you're not loving them enough.
The correct way.
Or you're not loving them the way they want to be loved.
Which will actually be so unfair to them.
So that's why I'm going to ask Chana to make a marufuku.
Says the person who just... you know.
I asked you the relationship side is a therapist. The only person I'm trying to see is my therapist and God.
Okay.
Family. This is in watch a Roy pump down.
Yeah. I think some of them have really taught me. They show you like how your toxic side and they tell you like, you know what, you need to fix yourself just the way you've said.
So you're toxic?
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Me, I believe like everyone has like a bit of their bad side and the bad side is kind of toxic.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just need to fix it. It shows you like, oh, you know what? Just fix that.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not toxic. So next question is there anything you would have done differently in your early 20s?
If there's anything I'd have done differently is believe in myself more. I grew up with low self-esteem. So
yeah,
I never thought I deserved a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
No, like I never did. Even when I started growing my hair, nilikuwa na
it looks so good.
Yeah, ilianza na ile tu yani nilikuwa watu wanapewa compliments, mimi niko hapo na ngoja yangu ifiki.
How short was your hair at this time?
Nah, I used to just fade. I had that simple ka fuck boy look. The fades on the side hapa juu. I didn't even have that. Kumbuka ma street mimi ob, mimi nimeva trouser imefika.
Wait.
Trouser ni 3/4 ijafika chini. Jerseys. Ah, man. Remember jersey.
The long ones.
Yeah, and then ikinanuka jasho ingine.
Oh,
wow, I used to. Yeah. Oh, but goodness. Now it's grow up in town.
That's an eek.
Yeah, now it's growing up in the hood, I guess.
Yeah.
So for me, Sasa, I feel like I just had low self-esteem because then also, like, it was a jump from Pumwani Boys High School
to Riara.
Like, it was a culture shock. Yeah. So, like, now the low self-esteem kicked in a lot. And at times I had imposter syndrome because I felt like I didn't belong here. This, you know, like, you know, I went through uni through scholarship.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
So by God's grace, because I was really good at what I used to do, I got a scholarship.
Yeah.
And most times I was never the kid who was given lunch money or bus fare money, but my dad didn't want to see me in the house.
So you had to figure out.
So I had to start hustling mapema. You know, it was tough love, but I'm also grateful to him because like right now, even living on my own, it's actually, those are things that, you know, those are ways to survive.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, the low self-esteem was crazy. I felt like I didn't belong and it kicked in up until I think last year is when now I got rid of it. Like I was like,
So were you seeing like a therapist or how were you able to, is this you? Like self-affirmations and just talking to yourself positively.
Talking to myself, I think also talking to God a lot. Like for me, this is not even something I shy off from saying. Yes, I give off this bad boy vibes, but manze niko na relationship na God. E-life. Bila Mungu siko singe kwa popote.
Yeah, I think in my previous podcast, we actually prayed before we started the podcast. So it's a good thing to hear, like, you also, you know.
Yeah, it's the most, I feel like, with God, like, everything you're looking for, you can find in Him. So for me, that's why it was at that moment when I realized I started building pole pole. But right now, I won't even lie to you, like, I want to save up enough money and to go for therapy. Because I feel like I need it.
Yeah.
Because then again, you'd rather, prevention is better than cure. Yeah. So you'd rather go and just have those sessions, talk. I know it's pricey, but it's better.
But I think they're affordable ones nowadays.
But you'd rather go, you'd rather have, what's it called? You'd actually rather have a professional.
Yeah.
Like, you'd rather go to someone where you'll get the results.
Yeah.
Don't go to a cheap one. Akwambia, sa tutadu. Ati unasikia depressed, sa utadu. Hey, inakonga hivyo. Kila mtu pitia hizo.
Utakuwa poa. Actually, when you're even looking for a therapist, you need to not everyone you can get along with. Like, yeah. They won't understand you completely. Thanks. So the first session you might go to, you might be like, ah, like, there's really nothing where, as in, we're communicating. And I mean, you might get the expensive one, but there's really no much growth from you, and you don't see much effort from her trying to make you grow. So I think it entirely depends.
Yeah, definitely. You have to do
it depends with you, actually.
You have to do research. Yeah. And also you have to go there with a willingness to change.
To change.
You can't just go there and say, Ati, I'm going for therapy. And then the person is talking to you and, minimezoea.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go with an open mind.
Yeah. And don't expect to change, like, in the next few hours, in the next 1 week.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah,
you have to unlearn things to learn new things.
Yeah, so have you had, like, a mentor throughout, someone to guide you and tell you?
In the industry, I've met amazing people. I won't even lie to you. I've met people who have been very pivotal to my success.
Yeah.
For instance, Adele Onyango, who has the podcast Legally Clueless.
Yeah.
I met her the first time I was recording for a podcast, and she really just, she was amazing. She put me in a place to get mentors in the field I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Another amazing person who's been a blessing to me in my journey, Shafi Weru.
Mm-hmm.
Really good guy, amazing soul.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the third person, I'd say Kagwe Mungai. Really good dude. You know, so I've had people who here and there I can talk to and just figure 1, 2, 3 things, but not on the regular. Like, just when we meet, I can be like,
once. Yeah, what do I do this? How should I do this?
Yeah, because you also don't want to be all up in people's spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also looking for one.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you handle failures and setbacks during this period?
Oh, man, I don't even lie to you. I'm the worst when it comes to failures. I don't even lie. Like, me nikifail manzi,
I
go into a self-destruct mode.
It's because I'm also the same thing. I'm also struggling with the same thing. The way I handle my failures, it's, you know, it's like you have these expectations, and then it's just like they're all crushed down, and then you're like, oh my God, so where should I start again? And then...
But you see, the good thing about failure, it just shows you where you went wrong. So you don't start from scratch. You just pick it up.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, you went wrong here. So for me, like, I've in the film industry, because I'm a filmmaker, I got addicted to winning. So my first year of film, I won 7 awards. The next year, I won a Kalasha. And then I came in 4th in Africa. In an award called Natalie Lorenzo. It's like the Oscars for documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I got addicted to winning, and no one quite taught me how to lose. So when the losses came in, it was crazy. At that time,
kwanza
nilikuwa na kula L, and then na lewa, yani naenda home kana tembea na magoti.
Yeah.
Like this, ta.
How do you pick yourself up from that?
I feel like just realizing that it's not over. You know, it's...
So it's just by yourself and... On yeah. you and
yeah, like God. For me, I know that it's not over. I can't stop fighting. You know, I always tell myself there's a next time. There's always gonna be a next time. Like, I'm not gonna get it now,
maybe,
but I'm not going to stop.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to stop. I feel like I've been. The good thing is also I've been in rock bottom so many times. Mbaka, yani
metoka mbali.
Like ata I missed wangi squeezy.
Yeah, because
I always know how to get myself up. Someone told me.
Yeah.
Rock bottom is like a hotel. You're just supposed to check in and check out. Don't go down there and be at home.
You know what I do to myself? I actually, I talk to my sister. Mm-hmm. And then she tells me, you know what? You have like 3 hours or 4 hours to just feel like shit. And just feel it all. Yeah. And then after the 4 hours, I feel so much better. I'm like, you know what? I can't stay here. So you just continue.
So you have to feel those emotions.
Yeah.
Don't, the thing is, keeping those emotions in will only burst one day.
Yeah.
It's a burst. Sure.
And it's bad when they explode, when you keep on piling things
up. So even me, I normally allow myself to feel every failure, every disappointment. And then after that, I'm like, all right, cool.
We're good now. Let's
dust ourselves up. I don't look at it again.
Yeah.
I just say, there's a next time, and I try to do better.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good one. What are there any habits or practices you've developed in your early 20s that you've had a lasting positive impact on your life? Why are you laughing?
I think also, yeah.
Yeah.
Always hard work. I feel like that's had a lasting. I was always a person to do more. Okay. I was always a person to do extra. Like, even when it came to assignments, class assignments, I always wanted to be the best. I always had that mentality and mindset. So right now, as a content creator, even when I create content, I still have that mentality inside me that I'm not going to do average work. Like, by the time you're looking even at the reels I create, I'm not...
They're actually so good.
Yeah, I don't just wake up in the morning, and me and my friend were arguing about it. And they're like, wait, manze, you're talented. So I'm going to shoot reel. No, me, I don't just shoot. I have to plan. I have to make sure everything is in order, and then I execute it.
So how long do you plan on doing these reels?
Just one day. Anything is done in a day, then we like, get a shoot. And then
it looks you said like you plan for like 2 weeks.
No.
You said
an idea, doom. Like the last one, the one I did with Kukito.
Yeah.
Imagine I got the call. I was being called and I was like, yo, this guy's had 20 content creators.
Yeah.
But they saw your profile. So it was only two people who are chosen out of 20. So I was like, cool. So by the time Umsana niongelesha kwa simu, I already had the concept in mind. So I was like, so I let him finish. And then I was like, so I have this and this and this concept. He was like, so that's so cool. Let's do it on Friday. And then
that's
boom.
So fast.
We did on Friday. By Saturday, the video is edited.
Just like this.
Quickly. But then it's normally, you just don't want to rush it so that it doesn't end up looking the way you want it to come out.
Yeah. But has there been like some you really have to plan ahead for like weeks?
Yeah, like I know I have a video with I'm not supposed to say it, but I have a video with another content creator.
Yeah.
A really big one.
It's not yet out.
Yeah, it's not out, and it's not this one has taken 2 months, man.
Nowadays people are in talking stages.
I mean, I don't know. Did you tell me? Let me see as it relates to Mimi. Mimi, love the talking stage. Niko ni mina mungu peke
yake.
There's no lie.
What will just say like your talking stage is like approximately how many months or how many weeks? How many months?
Miss Nakoma, Miss Juzi, we told you.
Unajua!
Linda Julia,
really?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Miss, you know me, I'm serious. You think I'm joking. I'm serious. Mbe askiana nimefunga. Ukiona ile siku gazeti imeandikwa kama newspaper millionaire Bobby. That's when Nito nilisema so mambo ya talking stage, I'll tell you. Okay, sasa so talking stage inafaka kwa hivi. But in the past, in my 20s, strong in my early 20s.
In your early 20s.
Talking stage
effect
Peter 3 months.
Okay. That's fine. Why were we even saying this? What were we talking about? Anyway, so I'm a summer child in be like 3 months.
3 months unapimwa.
3 months.
Zaidi ya 3 months so msa kutaki for real tu. Kama hajakuuliza 3 months. Uongo.
So you don't go to the gym. I've actually been trying for the longest time to pick up going to the gym and eating healthy. So that is something that I could carry on to my 30s and 40s and 50s.
I do.
And 60s. You go to the gym?
Yeah, I do. How often
do you go to the gym?
Daily.
Daily?
Yeah.
Wait.
But it's because now I work from home.
Oh, you work from home.
Yeah, I work from home. You see now, as a full-time content creator, most times I'm working from home. If I don't get called like for shoots like this, then I'm at home. So also, mentally, you can't just sit in the house all day and So I noticed my dad instilled, I used to run in the morning. My dad really used to like running in the morning. So he, my early 20s, like we used to run with him. So I carried it on. And then I realized that I need to get more active. And then that's when now I started now going to the gym. Like for 5 days.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's cool.
And then I play football on Fridays. So
you're
just getting activities because that whole routine and cycle can get very tedious. And it can get very exhausting. Depressing.
Yeah. I think that's one of the two things I'm really trying to carry on with me. I think they said, Suji, when you get to your 30s or 40s, it gets harder for you.
Actually, I don't even lie to you. It got harder for me in my early. Hey, nilikuwa naingianga gym 3 weeks maximum.
And then 3 weeks is not bad.
Nasema 3 weeks and then I'm done for the whole year. Days. Like I'm not gonna do it again. Like I do three weeks and then I'm done. And then the next year
let me guess. That's new like year, 3 weeks of January.
I'm not even Jan, Feb. Feb. And then after Feb, evil. So like I think now in my like right now it's easier for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because I basically enjoy it. And then the fact that I realize that I'm also growing old, so I have to keep up with looking a certain type of way.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm on a sikai age yangu. Because I have to now do that, drink a lot of water, eat healthy. Yeah. So the good thing about gym also, it teaches you discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I went to the gym to learn discipline, not to get a good body per se. I just wanted to have discipline instilled.
And
yeah, because daily you have to fight that urge every morning to be like, yo, man, I don't want to go to the gym,
but you have to push yourself.
Yeah, you know,
it applies everywhere in your work, in your school. Yeah,
it does.
When you push yourself, good habit.
It's an amazing habit. The moment utaanza, utaanza ku notice, you're even getting more, you're in a good headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Very good headspace. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Okay.
What role did self-discovery and self-reflection play in your 20s that have had a lasting positive impact on your life?
I think self-discovery, realizing that I am me.
Yeah.
In terms of...
Can I ask this question? Okay. When did you, like... Are you self-aware, right?
Yeah.
For some people, they get self-aware like in their 30s or in the early 20s or some early enough, like when did you actually know this is me, like this is how I do my things? And self-awareness is so huge,
I think last year was it for me when I was 27. It just hit me that I can't be, I think I wanted to prove a point to people, I wanted to be a people's pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wanted validation from people. I really just wanted people to see me and for me to feel valid.
Yeah.
But then when I started going through that self-discovery journey the whole of last year, that's when I was asking myself certain questions like, why do I do certain things? Is it necessary? And that's how it was easy for me to stop certain habits, because now when I discovered myself, I was like, this is not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been able to get over like the people-pleasing behavior.
Yeah, because now I realized at the end of the day, I'm walking this journey by myself. You know, family and friends will always be there.
Yeah.
And God is in the middle of it all. At the end of the day, we are all built with a purpose. So my purpose isn't to please other people.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose isn't to get validation from other people. My purpose is to make sure that the gift that God put inside me, I'm able to make the best out of it, and at the end of the day glorify him through how far I get with it. So that's something I discovered.
So how often do you, like, do you self-reflect? How do you self-reflect? Some people do meditation. I actually do meditation a lot. Do yoga.
Yoga wongo.
Okay. Meditation.
That's too bougie.
Yeah, you know, there was a time, like, I think during COVID period, we used to do yoga with my dad. He actually introduced me to yoga.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. For me, meditation works. And then I have quiet times where just quiet time is my TV's off, my phone is off, and I just nazuba. That's the best word to put it. And so I just zuba, or I reflect on how far I've come.
Yeah.
How far I've... It's like juicy. I was talking to someone and I was like, you tend to forget what you've been even able to accomplish because you're so worried about the future that you forget what you have achieved.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I have my own quiet time, quiet space where I do all that.
You get in tune with yourself, with your body, with your mind.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Have you experienced any major shifts in your priorities or values as you progress through your 20s?
Yeah, most definitely. It's not coming to wasichana. Change mindset, we change V2. Man, you see, that's why I didn't mention my wasichana, because I just
feel you need to focus on your life.
Yeah, but yeah, the moments when I have had those shifts, and it wasn't good. I think it's in the point of trying to please people. Trying to
please your partner and please your partner, friends, please strangers,
family also as well to some extent. And you end up losing yourself, and that's where the shift comes in, because you shift into something that's not you. One thing I learned is pain is essential for growth. But that same pain is not supposed to shift you. Just because you're a nice person and people break your heart, the test is for you to continue being a nice person.
Yeah.
The test isn't for you to now become a villain. Ati eni mivunjwa roho mara mingi, sasa wataniona. The test is for you to remain the same. But you see, the shift comes in when people tend to do bad things to you and you're a nice person and you're just like, you know what? I'm tired of this. So definitely there has been shifts, but I've always been able to take myself back to where I want to be.
And who you are.
And who I am,
Okay. Other question is, did you have a clear sense of purpose or direction during your early 20s, and has it evolved over time?
Yeah, most definitely. You see, I found my purpose in life when I was 21.
21 is actually early.
Yeah, it's very
It's very early.
And ever since then, I've never looked back. I've actually never looked back. I knew this is what I want, and my mind just focused on that completely. You see, the journey is long, and it's not everyone who makes it. Someone said it's only 1% of the world that gets to achieve their goals and dreams.
Yeah.
But that 1% is resilient. That 1% never gives up. That 1% knows that I will eat from this dream. You see, the thing about us is this society, come on, Kenyans, we've been brought up in a systematic way of thinking where it's 8-4-4. And a shule, 8 years, ingia 4, and a 4 campus, there's a job waiting for you. We're not independent thinkers. We don't think for ourselves.
Yeah.
So most times we don't have that structure of kukufana dream yako.
Yeah.
Because we were like, manze, uko na plan B. So, ikitu ya podcast, ikikata kufanya, utaduni na life yako. Unawana, uko na plan B. Like,
yeah.
You see? You uko na plan B. Mini liulizwa, ikitu ya podcast, ikikata kufanya, uko na plan B. Mini liulizwa, Mr. Plan B.
You know, actually,
A to Z.
Yeah.
You see, in this is my plan, A to Z.
This is all your future here.
Yeah. I don't enter things no so. Like, if I'm doing it, I go the mile. Yeah. Yeah, I go the mile. Like, I normally tell people, even when it comes to YouTube, one thing, Mimi, Kama, Bobby, Nazasema, yes, over 25 is the biggest YouTube group in YouTube.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the group that made, had more brand deals and corporates, akuna group imetushinda. Akuna. Like, in terms of corporates and the brands we've worked with, yes, that one, you know, and it was so sad to even see over 25 end. Because they paved the way for so many other group YouTubers
Do you think like you guys might get to that point?
Eh, see concert to our ghost. See at top of your video. You just took a ghost.
In one of your lives, you said you're going to open a podcast.
That was also in the plans. That was there in the plans.
It's still a part of the plan. So, when you're in high school, this is all you wanted to do?
No. In high school, I never had a clue. I wanted to be a pilot. but I got a D. I got a D in physics.
You
are.
But how did you get a D in physics?
And chemistry. I got D's in science, man. I was only good in English, Kiswahili, geography, history. The rest I was really good, but yeah, science zilinikata.
As in the most, yeah.
Zilinikata.
I think what I wanted to be and what I am now is completely different.
What did you want to be?
What did I want to be? I think I wanted, oh my goodness. I think I wanted to become an artist just to draw and paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, I'm an ass. So it's completely two different things. Completely two different things. Yeah. So I actually picked up podcasting on my way.
I was like,
you know what? Let me just do this. I actually listened to a lot of podcasts and all that. Like, since Kitambo, I'm like, you know what? Let me just try this. I really love it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I found myself here. And
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, from daktari to podcast. Na kwa mwen kingile hospital uko na tan. Ati nasu na niko jo dungeo shidano.
No.
I'm still young.
Why would you turn though?
That's why I always did you. If I didn't know you, maybe I hurt your friend's feelings somewhere.
Please.
This is for my
BFF. It's like those memes. The one like for the nurse, and then so you've come into the hospital, and then like since I really have a bad grudge with you, I'm gonna give you like. I will, like, inject you to the... Anyway, let me not say it, but
don't.
You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you come to where I work, you know, you wouldn't even believe it's me. So, yeah. So, next question. That's that. Any risk or a leap of faith you took during your early 20s that paid off in unexpected ways?
Yeah, a leap of faith, one is trusting God, waiting on God. At a point between 2017, I guess I was suicidal. And at that time I had lost everything. I was kicked out of school. I lost so many things and I honestly wanted to give up on life. I felt like I was at the end. I was at the end of the road for me, like nothing was meaning. And I remember that night, I was just ready to go on with it and just move to the next life.
Mm-hmm.
But God intervened and I'm here now. And I'm so glad that I trusted him because after that, that's how East Meets West was born. That's how I ended up winning awards in the film industry. So if I gave up too soon, I wouldn't be who I am right now. You know, I wouldn't have achieved what I have achieved right now. So I'd say the leap of faith I took was just
trusting
in God enough to know that it doesn't get better at it because now you're praying to tomorrow.
It actually doesn't get better.
Yeah, it actually doesn't get better. You'll face new
yeah,
challenges.
And then you're like, fuck God, like what the fuck is this? I've just prayed. I've been praying the entire day and this is like new shit. Anyway. All right, we're almost ending. Sorry. The last question, this is the second last one.
Okay.
What lessons did you learn about building and maintaining meaningful relationships during your 20s? I believe you've created meaningful friendships and meaningful relationships that you've,
For me, I'd say meaningful friendships, those come in handy because at times you're not going to be 100. I feel like my most meaningful friendship would be even with my sister. She's like my best friend because I know, like, I can count on her.
Yeah.
When times are bad, when everything is bad, there was a period when I was going through something and I was deep in thought. Nilikuwa navuka barabara kana fikiria, niko na mawazo. And this car almost hit me. So I was crossing the road and then I was just in my thoughts. you know. So yeah. I didn't see the car coming. So the car hooted at me, and then I jumped.
You were so deep in your thoughts, like that.
So Kumbe, the person who almost hit me was my sister's friend. So like, she called my sister the first time. She was like, "Where do you stay? Where does your bro stay?" And my sister was like, "Ah, man, I hope you're not asking for my bro. You know, like I hope you don't want my bro."
Yeah.
And then she called my sister the second time. So she was like, "Yo." My sister was like, "Hey, she's persistent. Why does
what's
she?"
Going on?
Yeah, so that's when she told my sister, like, "Yo, I almost hit your bro today." So my sister calls me. I can remember, "Hey, kwani wewe karibu gongo na gari?" Because how did you even know?
Can you working with your eyes closed?
And then now when I talk to her, I feel like she was godsent, because then I feel like even the things I was thinking about then just disappeared and vanished, because I had someone to talk to.
Yeah.
So yeah, certain relationships you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take other people for granted. Me, that's why I greet everyone. I say hi to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best to respond to every DM I get.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know tomorrow who's going to be at that next step. You know, life is a ladder.
Yeah.
And you never know where your steps end.
Yeah.
And you don't want to end up also ati unasukuma watu chini. Yeah. Ukipanda uona na hao wako hapo, so since you're going
like
up
don't
unaringa,
burn your bridges,
because you never know. So
okay, all right. Last question. Looking back, what do you consider to be the most? I think this is okay. Anyway, looking back, what do you consider to be the most valuable overall lesson, and what advice would you give someone who is in their early 20s seeking professional and personal growth?
I feel like most valuable lesson is believe in yourself. Like, there's no one who's gonna believe in you more than yourself. It has to start with you. Everything has to start with you. You first have to believe in yourself more for people to believe in you. You know, whether people support your dream, whether people don't support your dream. I remember the first time I was telling my parents about being a filmmaker when I found my purpose when I was 21.
Yeah.
My parents were actually watching telly. And nikaenda nikazima TV, nikasimama mbele yao, and I told them, one day I'm going to be the biggest filmmaker the world has seen. My mom akagalia babangu akamwambia, "Huyu mwana huyu jana wako hapa, hii ni kiburi. Hii ni kiburi naongea. Hii ni kiburi." And the next year I came home with 8 awards. You know, so the following year I did. They didn't believe in it. Even when I was starting YouTube, my mom was like, "What's this?" Then later on came Safaricom, Coca-Cola, Samsung, EABL. You know, like, we've worked with brands, international brands. We met Nasty C. We were the first YouTubers to have an international artist on our podcast, on our YouTube channel,
That's crazy.
You know, so our live show, we had the biggest live show done by any content creator. You know, over 1,000 people showed up for us. That was, if I had what people said, I wouldn't have achieved what... You know,
yeah,
I didn't
even
have achieved
if you,
that.
Like, if you had listened to your parents, you wouldn't have been here.
I wouldn't have been here. And now that's the first part. The first part is, first you have to believe. Number two is, you also now have to go again and believe in God. That at the end of the day, you also have to understand there's a supernatural power working for those who believe. It's not that you're forced by force, gun to your head. No. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is what worked for me. I don't know what will work for you.
Yeah.
But for me, I just had to realize that there's a bigger person, there's a bigger guy up there who will always open a door for you.
Okay.
So those are the two things, believing in God and believing in myself and trusting in God.
All right.
Because the process is a long-ass journey. Ata mimi, I've been in the YouTube industry for 6 years. And, I've been in this game for 6 years. And at times, I feel like I'm not where I want to be yet in life. I've not reached where I want to
be yet
in life.
It's kind of normal sometimes.
Yeah, it's very normal.
I think when you even get there, you feel like you want to accomplish more and more.
So the thing is, once... You just have to learn to trust the process. Like, don't give up.
Yeah.
So many people wanna give up. Wako karibu na finish line. Na hapo ndo unataka ku give up. You know, yeah. I know right now social media has made it seem like everyone is flaunting money.
It's actually
everyone is doing money
it's
moves.
Actually, you know, they call it trophy generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is flaunting money. Everyone is showing how much money they have. People are stunting on each other. I feel like just be focused. Like, don't lose that focus. Only you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why horses wear a mask? Race horses wear a mask.
Let me guess.
Uh-huh.
They might fall.
No.
Wait.
Have you ever gone to
see have a clear
horses?
Vision?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever seen why horses? Yeah, you're very close. Have you ever seen how horses race? Horses wear masks so that they cannot see what's up.
Oh, I see. I was saying clear vision.
Yeah, but so that they don't see what
they don't see what's.
It's just there. You see. Yeah. So you're also supposed to run your race. Don't look at other people.
Okay.
You know, I know everyone wants it easy. Kila msana ataka shortcut, but run your race. Just do. Your race. Don't give up. 20, it's still here. Manze na kwambia si tuko 28 na bado tuna move, yani. I just do it. Usi feel like 21 uja achieve 1, 2, 3 things.
Yeah, please.
You've not moved out from your parents' place. You don't have a car. You don't just kupe pressure.
Yeah.
No, just pole pole. Everything happens at God's time.
Timing.
Yeah, and enjoy the process. Really, really enjoy the process.
So, do you see, like, where do you picture yourself, like, I know you always look at your end goal. Mm-hmm. And what's your end goal? Like, you see yourself somewhere and you're like, nimefika.
Mm-hmm.
As in, have you ever had like a clear vision of that?
Very clear.
What do you say? Do you mind sharing it?
Yeah, because, yeah. So, unajua hizi ndo video nataka ziwekwe kwa documentary yangu ya Netflix. Nikifika 60 wakifanya compilation. Wakuja wakati hii part. So, guys, please cut this part. Let me speak in English so that the international audience can get it because I want them to cut this clip.
Uh-huh.
But I guess the goal for me is one day winning an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Being an international filmmaker, putting Kenya on the map internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And also just being a universal content creator. And I think, I don't know when this episode will be out, but as of like for me next week, that's also what I'm, you know, like I want to show people the best of me. Like now is when I've gotten a wake up call that I want to show people the best of me. So, in terms of my goal is to show people that Kenya is not the only ceiling.
Yeah.
You can be big and great outside Kenya. Like there's a whole ass world outside Kenya.
Yeah.
So for me, it's to be the biggest, the best, you know, there ever was. That one day ata mimi watafanya documentary zangu.
Mm-hmm.
Wasemenye kuna pia Bobby. So that's the goal for me.
All right. Yeah. You know what? They're going to have this snippet right here.
Yeah, was cut. What a cut. Easy part is English.
Yeah.
Seven. Yeah.
But you know what? We've come to an end. And I'm really grateful. And it's quite inspiring for you to be here. And once you talk about your goals like this, you know, it has an impact on my goals.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know what? I also have wings to fly like that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a kutana uko kwa hizo maskas.
Lakini moral of the story, fear women.
Also fear men, please. Fear women.
Yeah,
fear men.
Story yote, yani, come out of watch podcast to commission. Like, to sum it up, fear women.
No, please. All right, guys, that's the end of the podcast. And, you know, please watch and, what is it called? You can watch it on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and my link is on my Instagram. It's _AklilasGenZ. And once again, I'm very, very thankful for Bobby for being here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.